Now, can we just, like, really piss Chris off and just call it purgatory again?
Oh, yeah, dude, you're asking for trouble now.
No. The purgatory was a big hit.
Purgatory was great.
Weigh in on this, too, because we talked about this earlier in the show. Yeah. My wife and I determined last night that we don't watch any network TV shows. Nothing on ABC, CBS, NBC, or
I don't
Fox.
Either anymore.
Yeah, there's really nothing to watch.
I'm seriously
too much to watch.
I'm contemplating cutting the cord like Bergman. I mean,
you're going to hurt your own pocketbook, basically.
Because I'm going to have to pay for so many apps. The reaction is from most people that I will hate trying to go from game. Like, tonight's a big LA sports night.
Yeah, easy to just
Angels,
hop to game.
Dodgers, NBA, Kings. Yeah. I want to check in on all of them.
Well, get like
if
YouTube
I have to close
TV or
an
something.
App and open. Well, that would be
YouTube TV is a way to go.
Yeah, or Hulu has live TV.
Hulu.
I mean, LaMelo Ball does the
literally their slogan. Yeah.
Cap, what do you think? Should I cut the cord?
I personally wouldn't and haven't.
I haven't
either.
I
pay $200 a month for DirecTV.
I will never get rid of DirecTV. First of all, we live in Southern California where there's I think my DirecTV went out one day for like one day that it rained for like 5 minutes. And that was it. That's
yeah,
the
it's
only
very
time.
Reliable.
Yeah. So I mean I'm good with DirecTV.
Yeah, I'm still using cable. I've got cable TV on two televisions in my house, and then everything else is streaming and I use computers.
Mace, you have Spectrum, right?
I have Spectrum. And I've
well,
got
you used to have it because of the Dodgers, but now you don't need it. Now,
well, but I need it for the I need something for the Dodgers, right? I need to get the Dodgers
well,
somehow.
DirecTV has it.
Yeah, but why am I on DirecTV instead of?
I mean, you can get like the Sunday
Spectrum. I got a deal because they're also doing my
your home
my high
Wi-Fi.
Speed. Yeah,
oh,
they're doing my
by
Wi-Fi.
By the way, Dodgers already up 2-0 in
nice.
The first inning in Pittsburgh.
Nice. Yeah. So yeah, I don't think it's realistic. And here's the thing that sucks.
What?
You wind up paying $250. Probably
and you're
total.
Giving up. You're giving up maneuverability too. It's hard to get in and out.
But I mean, with cable and the streamers, you're paying $250.
So my brother-in-law lives in the Bay Area.
Yep.
And we went. I don't know. A couple years ago, we went to go his house for something, and we were watching a playoff game.
Yep.
And the stream started buffering. And my wife looked at me and she goes, there's no chance in hell you will ever cut the cord because
right.
at this moment right now. I said,
right.
100%.
She's yeah. right, yeah. by the way. Yeah, that would be a decision maker for
never,
me.
Don't you right. feel- he had the mustache anymore, but when he had the mustache, he looked like the Pringles guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
makes,
great invention.
Makes me
Pringles,
think of the
it?
Monopoly so guy.
Who, by the way, Pringles?
Who invented Pringles? That's a genius.
Super
thing.
Smart and a great snack to take to like the beach or the park.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have to crumble up the thing. You just put the top back on.
Yeah, who invented Pringles?
Mr.
Good
Pringle?
Question. Let's see here.
Yeah, look,
Pringles is an American brand.
Look at Cap is Googling. Yeah, normally everybody else has to do the Googling for fun.
Well, I'm Googling.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Googling
is
right
this
now.
A new, is this a new day for you where you do the Googling instead of blaming everybody else for doing the Googling?
Well, thank
no,
you,
no, don't, not blame. I'm just asking. Everybody loves to just tell me Google it.
Hey,
it's almost like you don't know how to Google.
Cap, we asked this question earlier when Bergman was around.
Is it about his girlfriend?
Yeah. Oh. We said...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah.
Why... I said, Bergman, how long have you been dating Dot? And he said, about a month. I said, why would you unveil Cap a month into a new relationship? And his response was, she wanted to meet you. She is a Kaplan fan.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
I've been told. That's what
and,
I've been told, yeah.
But don't you agree that turning you loose a month into a relationship is a little dangerous?
Oh, my God. John, you don't even understand. I was on my best behavior. My best behavior
dialed it back.
Around in a big way, and mostly, and I wonder if Bergman would agree with this, mostly because under normal circumstances, if I were by myself, I would do a very, very deep dive into Dot's personal life and background.
Yes.
But instead.
That's what we were hoping for, by the way.
Yeah, but instead, Rachel, she and Dot hit it off.
Nice.
From the beginning, and the two of them were like long lost sisters, so my deep dive never really happened.
Did you have money on the 80-1 shot?
Of course not. I didn't even know it was
Nobody
in the race.
Did.
That's crazy.
Most people did not know it was in the race, that 21 horse.
Right. Well, that 21...
Because it cuts off at 20 usually.
Right, and it wasn't going to be in the race.
The
right?
night
and
before...
Last minute
the night before, the horse wasn't in. Yeah.
Hey, you guys will appreciate this as two guys who've owned horses before.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know that
wasted money for years.
You know that the Winner. Horse was purchased in a claiming race for
no
$30,000?
Was it 30? Really?
Yeah.
Mace. $30,000.
Oh,
by the
God,
way,
that's so
Jorge,
crazy.
Do we still have the stretch call that we were playing yesterday on the show? I think this stretch call was, I mean, you never know when you're an announcer and you're going to get your moment. Like, George, you and I just do games, yeah. and you never know if the game's going to be, like, memorable or haywire. Yeah. This guy, his name is Larry Kelmus. I'd never heard of his name until Saturday. You talk about a guy nailing his moment. You can hear in his voice, he's just as shocked.
As anyone else.
As anyone else when this
right,
horse comes out.
Right, see it.
Right, here's how it sounded.
And Epicenter is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandon is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandon, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandon, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable.
So if I had to guess, because he didn't even mention Rich Strike until literally the end.
Yeah, right.
He was
a closer, by the way. He was the guy that came.
He had the Minox on the front.
And he probably had to look down at the 21 horse.
Right.
My guess is he did not know that horse by memory.
Not only that, but if you heard what he said, he kept saying on the outside, well, Rich Strike was coming on the inside. I'm telling you, he did not see that horse coming. And George, you may be right that he may not have had it memorized who the 21 horse was, because it was a last second entry and it 80-1. Who really gave the horse a chance?
If you watch the overhead replay of the Derby, it's stunning. He was at the midway point of the race. Rich Strike was 18th.
Right.
18th. And gets at one point he gets boxed in and does what they call a kitchen move, where he fakes right and goes left and gets around this horse. And then just took off.
My son does that move every day.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do you guys understand, though, that the jockey, the trainer, the owner, all this craziness around these guys, that I compared it yesterday on our show. If you were a single-A baseball player and the Dodgers called you up for Game 7 of the World Series and you hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the ninth inning for your first at-bat in the major leagues, that is the comp to what this jockey, horse, and trainer did, because they came from the minor of the minor leagues of horse racing with this horse.
You know that Mace looks super bored right now when you're talking.
I was getting ready to tell a story.
Because you're like leaning your chin on the mic.
Leaning my chin on the mic.
Yeah. By the way.
No, let me.
Did you know
you don't want me to tell a story?
I'll go ahead and tell your story.
Just cutting me off?
I mean, no.
What's new? What's new about that?
I was trying to spice it up for you because it looked like you were bored.
I wasn't bored. I was just getting ready to tell a story.
Okay,
I was waiting for Cap to stop yammering.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I know you guys would be interested in this stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm fascinated. So a life highlight of mine, like for example, going to the Super Bowl was a life highlight.
Yeah.
One of my life highlights was the night that I got to the racetrack late, Hollywood Park.
Yeah.
Our horse was running. I took all my money in my pocket.
You were late?
Put it on our horse.
That's a shock, yeah.
I never got to the window. I was doing a TV interview with Tom Murray. Remember that? The race was on KCAL. And you ran to the window and didn't even count your money.
You just dumped it all in there. Take it all. Put it on the six horse, phone abroad. And when she won and we got to go down to the winner's circle, I'm just buzzed. Here's the thing. My mom was there. My mom got to go to the winning circle.
Was stepdad, not stepdad.
Not,
yeah,
no,
there's
not
a
stepdad.
Picture.
He wasn't in the picture.
Dad was around back.
Yeah,
okay.
There's
yeah,
a picture of us somewhere, all in the winner's
all
circle.
All in the winner's circle.
I'm
yeah.
in it. Lisa's in it. Your mom's in it.
Yep.
You're in it.
That's how I choose to remember our horse racing experience, was that win.
Yeah. And then after that, Cap, we started getting the bills.
Now,
horse dentist, horse trailer.
Yeah.
And we supposedly, between the two of us, owned 5% of that horse.
Yeah.
2.5% each. I think we got snookered. I think they were just sending
they
us 100% of the bills.
Why don't you guys join my group this summer?
No. How much?
It's a bottomless pit.
What are you doing?
I would have
How
na-
much?
No, Cap, don't I would have named the horse Money Pit if I had another chance.
Would I lose money if I invested in your syndicate? Is it called a
probably
syndicate?
Probably so. Yeah, probably so. You'll probably lose
money. Are you bringing
money.
Back Stable Wars?
I wish I could bring back Stable Wars. You know, it was a big hit for two
seasons.
You know
what that is?
No, what is Stable Wars?
Oh, Cap did his own reality show
called Stable Wars.
Yeah.
Yes. I would be all over this show.
Cap is
I'm just letting you know right now.
He's such a weird dude. Okay, good.
You
got
to Google Stable Wars with Scott Kaplan. Let's
go. If you go onto YouTube, you'll probably find the trailer for season two.
This was what I was trying to interrupt your story for, was to tell you, Cap, look how excited you got when I told you Cap was in a reality show called Stable Wars.
No, wait, not just in.
Created.
Executive produced.
Wow.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And was it for YouTube or?
No, it was for, we aired it on cable TV and then we sold it. We actually sold the franchise to a guy a couple years back. And then he got arrested and was put in jail for like 10 years.
Oh, nice.
Our trainer, true story, this is tragic. Our trainer killed himself.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
This took a rough turn.
No, really. But I mean, everything about this thing, it was started on this high that Mason described. Our horse wins, going away. The horse breaks her foot. We had Kent DeSormo was our jockey. We had a real jockey. We had a real trainer. Our trainer goes through some personal problems.
Eddie Gregson was the name of the trainer.
And ended up committing suicide. And we kept getting the bills for everything. And finally, we said, how do we get out of this?
Yeah.
And finally, I think we each lost about $5,000 on that deal.
Yeah, probably. It's probably something like that. I'd lose a lot more if I was with Cap.
You guys got to really consider this.
You want to go in on it?
No, I'm good.
Sedano? Come on.
I'm good.
We have children. We cannot go in on this.
Ireland want to split it?
No. I'm out of the horse racing business forever.
It'd be fun to show up at a racetrack knowing your horse is running.
Yeah. And the thing is that when we have 10, 11, 12 horses this summer, you're an owner of all of them. You don't own 5% of one horse. You own a piece of every horse.
Well, the best part about it was, Mace, do you remember when Tony Alavado, who now runs TVG?
Yeah, sure.
He's the head of TVG. He was at Hollywood Park, and we got him on, and we said, hey, Tony, we're buying a horse. We're buying 5% of horse. And he says on the air, if this horse ever wins a race, I will literally kiss the horse's ass.
Yep.
Because that's how stupid you guys are. Horse wins its first race. Yep. Tony had to go to the paddock and kiss
the horse's ass. Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So how are you at entertaining, Scott? Like, did you guys have fun down there at the racetrack?
Why'd you ask
win?
Bergman?
Did you
he
lose?
Was the one that was being entertained.
Yeah, well, Bergman gave us his version. Bergman,
were you entertained?
Were you entertained?
Yeah, I had a great time.
How was Cap as a host?
Cap was a very good host. Rachel was very nice. I liked her
a lot. Never been invited
It's so funny how that works out. Cap was a nice host, but Rachel, she's great.
Rachel was amazing.
I've never been invited to
a
Cap affair.
You are not going down there.
You're not
I would love for you to come.
Wait a minute, he can come up here.
Yeah.
No, but you just said you wanted to.
The freeway runs both ways.
You just said you want to be invited to a Cap affair. It wouldn't be your it'd be your affair if he came up here.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll buy you and Rachel dinner.
Yeah,
that'd be lovely. We would love to join you guys.
There you go.
Will Juan come?
Juan will come. Sure. You've never met Juan, have you?
Are you going to pull an RJ Bell on Cap?
No.
Invite him to dinner and stick him with the bill.
Stick him with Bell? No, I will pick up.
Did he do that to you?
RJ. Oh God. RJ Bell stuck.
How big was the bill?
Oh, and George, this was the worst thing. He says to the waiter or the chef, RJ says, hey, rather than run off the menu, just make us something.
What do you think is good.
So out comes a block of
salt with a fish in it. And you're supposed to hammer away at the salt until you get to the fish. And it was like some special fish, really expensive. And I had no idea how much we were spending. Then RJ gets up to leave. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You invited us to dinner. He takes off. The bill was like $600 for this fish in a block of salt.
That I did not like.
Mason picked up the whole tab.
And then we said, RJ, you're not coming on the show anymore. And that's why we have the Fez. That's why we have Steve Fez.
That was the end of RJ.
When was this?
Full-on ban. Probably 5-6 years ago.
Well, that's a reason to have a real ban.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It absolutely
not like
is.
How you used
oh,
to
we
do
made
Brian
RJ
Windhorse
come on and defend
day.
Himself, and he said that whereas he asked Mason to go to dinner, he never indicated he would pay. That was RJ's decision.
Wow. Yeah, that was the end. That was the end. But I will
this
pick
is
up
the end.
I will pick up dinner for you and Rachel.
How lovely. Hey, listen. Hey, did you guys hear that Bergman won best dressed at this Kentucky Derby?
No, what
party?
Was he wearing? Describe it.
He was wearing like a pair of like white linen shorts
really?
That came down to about his
linen.
Knee.
Wow. Yeah.
Then a
Bergman,
shirt.
Your linen
what
is very
a woman
hard
will
to maintain.
Do to your life.
It is. It is. Yeah.
What a woman would do to your life. Look at that. You're wearing linen shorts.
And then and then what else?
Welcome to 2022.
And then kind of, I think, also like a white linen button down shirt.
Yep.
But he had on a really cool bow tie that took a lot of chutzpah to wear.
Chutzpah.
Blue.
That's right. And yeah, then maybe. And then he had on this really cool jacket. That I asked him where he got it. I thought he was going to tell me Amazon. He told me like he went to Macy's or someplace
in
the mall.
Yeah.
And he just looked dope. And these ladies came up to him and they're like, hey, can we get your name and can we take a picture of you? And he's like, yeah. And before you knew it, they were doing the best dress competition and Bergie won.
Wow. So no picture on Instagram though, Bergie.
You know, in Mason's world, Greg, if there's no
happen.
Pictures, it didn't happen.
I don't even Twitter. Believe it.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah, right. You got to do it for
well,
the
you
gram.
Well, you know, George, that today is lit.
Yeah, live
and
energy
Chris
Tuesday.
Morales is anxiously awaiting his arrival into the studio.
He looks like he's dressed to either go to a wedding or a funeral.
Yeah, and I have heard, by the way, that here's the way the show's going to go.
How's that?
I want to talk about this Laker thing coming up, but and then Cappy will hijack the segment, right, and he'll talk about weird thing.
Chris will do the rejoin.
Chris will
there'll
do
be like
the
three things in there.
Right, and then you have to wait and wait and wait for the Laker thing that you were going to say.
Yeah. By the way, here's a spoiler alert.
Okay.
Good for Genie is what I'll
say. Yeah, good for Genie. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, that's it for us. Cappy with Sedano. Coming up next, Mason and Ireland back tomorrow at 1-7-10 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah,
lit. 4:15 in the Southland. It is time for your afternoon drive with Sedano and Cap. You hear the voice of Scott Kaplan. Guess what, Cappy?
Talk to me.
I get to look into Sedano's eyes and see that beautiful Cuban skin today.
That's what I heard. I heard he was in the studio.
You know, I actually did Around the Horn yesterday, and I forgot. I sat in the chair, and as the open played, I realized I didn't wear any makeup. And I looked up, and I'm like, I still look good.
Wow.
Look at that confidence.
Yeah. No makeup.
I even got to eat lunch today with Sedano.
Only because I called him to do my daily talk, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm walking into lunch with Tommy." I'm like, "Where?" I'm here in the TV building, and he's like, "At what's the place?
Yard House."
Yard House. I met him at Yard House.
Is there any place else?
Had a little avocado chicken sandwich. It was delicious.
I had the salmon. And right now, you got Sedano and Cap in your ear for your afternoon drive.
Yeah.
Go. Do your thing, Cap.
Bing, ba-dum, bing. Da 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 da, do 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 do, ba dig 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 da 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 da.
I see Carlo is in here. He's also wearing a.
Wow, Carlo!
He's wearing something very fancy. I mean, is Chris rubbing off on everyone? Who's wearing suits now?
What's going on? Is something happening today?
I like to rub off on people when I can.
Something happening today? Are we like dressing up for something?
It's called work, Cap. Why don't you show up once in a while?
Well, I mean, I showed up once last week, and I'm going to show up Thursday to the Hollywood Park Casino. Now, by the way, Chris, will you be at Hollywood Park Casino?
I will
Casino?
Be there. Hollywood Park Casino, elevate your game. It is the Lombardi party, the private party, so hopefully you won tickets to get in. But around this time, the NFL schedule will be coming out, which means we'll have all your coverage right here on 710 ESPN, the home of the Super Bowl champion LA Rams Thursday.
How awesome is that? We're the home of the Super Bowl champions.
It's just bizarre.
Go Rams!
It's just crazy.
Laura finally committed to the Rams.
I got married.
They were her friend for a long time, it felt like.
And then, very committed, as you should know,
Now, you know, listen.
These things happen.
It takes time to commit.
Of course.
Love takes time.
It does.
As somebody once said.
Yes, it does take time.
But it happens,
you should know that.
Don't start with me. You got a new friend, okay?
Who has a new friend?
Corporate Greg and his girlfriend are your new. Now I don't have to worry. I'm off
That's
the hot
true.
Seat.
You are off the hot
I'm
seat.
Off the hot
Greg
seat.
Actually did you a favor by going down to San Diego. Hold on. Get Bergman back in here. I want to find out why he went to San Diego.
Where's Greg?
He had to leave early. I think he
knew. Come on, really?
I think he has a birthday for Dottie.
Yeah, it's Dottie's birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday.
It's Dottie's birthday.
He's
got
to still be in the building, though. Birthday. Come on.
Is Rachel, your girlfriend Rachel, showing up for the birthday?
Rachel. I don't know that Rachel's going to be going
time.
To to Dottie's birthday. But, you know, I did wish Dottie a happy birthday this morning on Twitter.
Greg left.
Right away. I was like, you go, queen.
What happened, Greg? What?
Greg left.
Already?
I think he knew the bits would be flying on a live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah, he saw that I was here, and he's like, no way I'm sticking around for this crap.
How dressed up do I need to be, Chris, for Thursday?
I mean, I think Mason says he's wearing a suit, no tie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably at least be in a sports jacket, jeans, maybe the cowboy boots.
Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Thursday. You won't be there.
Oh,
you've
I won't
got to
be
covering
the reason I ask is because I've taken a lot of heat.
Yeah,
from
you can't
when,
do the. Here's the thing. I'm going to stop you right there. Because the last time you were at Hollywood Park Casino, I remember that was the day you showed me your famous jogger pants.
That's
what,
true.
What are they called? They're the Lululemon DS. What are they?
They're the
BCA,
the ABCs.
ABCs.
Right.
ABCs. I wear those all the time.
But you can't wear those on Thursday. There's going to be partners there. There's going to be listeners.
You'll never know. Chris, I've worn those with a suit
jacket.
That's
you. Look at your face.
Yeah. But nobody knows that I'm wearing Lululemon pants. Nobody.
They're going to know with Cap. Because Cap's going to have like the high socks and the pants not going to be all the way down.
Well,
he's going to look like he slept under the freeway the night before.
But hold on a second. You see, I feel like I need to take my game to a new level this Thursday. Because last time George and I did a remote, we were at the Rams draft house. And I'm rocking board shorts, flip-flops, and a Sunday Swagger golf shirt like I was going to, you know, like a pool party, like a spring break pool party. Mm-hmm. And I got ripped relentlessly, not just by the people who were watching on Twitter or Instagram. Even my own girlfriend was like, what in God's name are you wearing? And by the way, are you wearing proper undergarments? And I was like, I'm in
who
board shorts.
That?
Nobody asked about your undergarments. Come on, Cap. That's a lie.
Now why would I possibly come
now,
up
wait
with
a second.
That?
Hold on. Wait. Time out. Okay. Is this why you took exception to the word undergarment yesterday when I used that particular word?
No, it's just that I've chosen now to say undergarment rather than panties, which is the preference that I have.
Okay, no, but I'm just saying
because that no one would ask you if you were wearing the proper panties, because that'd just be weird.
I'm just wondering because if it reminded you of Rachel scolding you, that's why you took exception
to
it
yesterday. Well, I'm not joking around. I got scolded. She's like, I can see what you're wearing and not wearing, and that is not appropriate.
Okay, well, I also want to know why Greg thought it was a good idea to go see you in San Diego, and he's here in the room now. And I know you got to leave, so I don't want to keep you too long.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Why
did the Dottie.
Why did you... You want it so bad for us to make fun of someone else's girlfriend. Like, you do. You want that so bad. It's not going to happen. So don't even put it into existence. It's not... The more you do it, the less we're going to think about it. I'm just letting you know, Cap.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were talking to Bergman.
No, you.
What? Oh, I don't care if you guys... You guys can... You can have Rachel, but I like Dottie. It's easier.
Not really. Actually, rolls off the tongue a lot better. Anyway, Bergman, why the hell did you go to San Diego again?
It's for her birthday weekend. We were taking a trip away.
So you went to San Diego not because Cap was there. You went to San Diego because you wanted to go to San Diego.
No, I talked to Cap. I was like, hey, where's a good place in San Diego? And he told me a place to go. And I was like, oh, and I looked it up and I thought the place looked great.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, if you're going to be down here, we have this cool Kentucky Derby party that's going on.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that sounds
fun. So he invited you. Got it.
Yeah, we were just talking about it, and then I decided to go.
It made it seem, Cap, and maybe I misinterpreted it, it made it seem like you, like he sought you out for a good time beyond just the initial recommendations.
I was asking for recommendations, for sure. Like, I asked him what's the cool thing to do down there, what's fun stuff to do. And
you
like,
didn't ask me. I love San Diego.
I didn't know that.
She's
got a lot of friends down there.
Friends!
I don't got no more friends.
Oh, there's only one friend now, huh?
Ooh. Is there? Oh, she's quiet. She turned off the microphone.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
There needs to be a promo on the air.
What?
About this.
Yep. She hasn't been telling anybody, but I'm just sort of reading through her cryptic tweets.
Janice, does Laura just have one friend now? Oh, Janice is literally just smiling awkwardly. Yes, this is what's happening here.
Yep.
Yeah.
She gave it away without giving it away.
She gave it away, give it away, give it away now.
Janice?
She already gave it away now.
She gave it away now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Laura's giving Janice the finger. So this is a real thing.
Oh, yeah. Because she doesn't really want us to know. But when she sends out these cryptic tweets, it's just like she's.
Wait,
glowing.
You're sending out cryptic tweets?
Big time.
No.
Yes, you
what,
are.
What is my. Go away, Janice. Yeah. What is my.
Tell
cryptic...
us, Janice.
Janice, is she sending out cryptic tweets?
No. What is my cryptic tweet?
I'm just curious. I don't know what's happening.
I'm curious.
I asked her about a tweet last week. I'm like, hey, Laura, you had this tweet. It was, you know, you really didn't say much, but you were saying about how happy you are and how great the day is. And she's like, yeah, and? And I'm like, no, there's something there.
Yeah, because she's never that happy. Take your ass out. I'm always happy.
I mean, listen.
I'm always happy.
Janice, tell us why she's so happy all of a sudden.
She's just happy.
She's happy.
Exactly. Yeah. She already knows. She already knows. I already know. It's only one now.
Oh, snap!
Yes.
Ain't nobody saying nothing. That'll
mean
nothing.
Yeah, no, actually, your best friend
does he listen to the show? Is that why you're worried right now?
And you can't dump me, Laura.
These are the things that happen on a live Imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate.
Yeah, congratulations, Christopher.
Hashtag lit.
Yeah. I mean, we got it out
of Laura. Does he listen to the station?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I mean, clearly, we know what you're talking about.
I mean, new apartment, new man.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It all coming together at the right time.
Life is getting good for Laura at Unique.
Late Night with Laura has a whole different meaning than on Instagram.
Right. Let me show you my first guest here on Late Night with Laura. It's my new man.
Why y'all think it got canceled last week?
Oh, really? Wednesday night, you just didn't do the show because now you got a man?
I
got a man.
No. What your man got to do with me?
Do I have to call Positive K again?
No, you don't.
No, you have to. Yeah, call Positive K so we can call him 17 times to try to come on for 2 minutes.
Well, he got a man.
Yeah.
What am I, some crab inmate just fresh out of jail sweating you for a date? I mean, come on.
So, Bergman, you would say overall, how would you grade the experience if you were a teacher with Kaplan?
Oh, it was definitely an A.
Okay.
I had a really good time.
Look at you, Cappy.
Oh, he was a great host. George, if I have to be completely candid about what happened.
Oh, boy.
On Saturday afternoon, Greg and Dottie come to this party.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, we were partying.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody was watching any of the races.
I mean, were you partying, though? Like, are you partying like you party with Rachel? Or are you partying like Cap used to party?
No, I'm partying
with other people around, with Cap, with us.
I mean,
is this a Rachel version? Like, this is the sanitized Rachel version, or is this you getting down like you get down?
I would just say
because don't act like that, because you know you're talking to someone who's known you for 20 years.
Like, when you would spend all night awake talking about building a restaurant?
I'm just saying, whatever.
Hey, man, this would be a great idea if we served chicken parm all night long.
Yeah.
Hey. All I'm saying is
there
was a lot of drinking flowing.
Okay.
Thankfully, none of us were driving.
Tequila Mandala?
There was a lot of tequila, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good. Yeah. I finally tried it. Sorry.
But it was the kind of like drinking afternoon that when it was over, it was like, all right, dinner's not till 8. You got some time to go home and sleep for a little while. I mean, it was that kind of a drinking afternoon.
Oh, okay. I like it. A little nap in the halftime. Yeah.
Right. I mean, Bergie, did you guys have a siesta?
No, we did not have a siesta. We actually drank another bottle of wine.
Right, because they're young and you're old. That's basically what he's saying. You're an old fart and he's not.
He is. He is saying that. But hold on.
Yes.
Dinner was 7:45. I acknowledge I showed up a little late. Okay?
That wasn't that bad. Mm.
But at one point, as dinner was concluding, Greg is leaning back in his chair and he goes, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. I cannot drink anything else. Because Dottie can keep on going.
Yeah.
But then, after the dinner was over, and now that Greg is best friends with the owner of the restaurant, like the number one beachfront restaurant in San Diego, now that Greg is bro down with the guy, then we went across the street to my favorite rock and roll bar.
Yeah.
And that is where Bergie got to show off a lot of dance moves.
Yeah, he can dance.
Don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
For real?
You know what, I'll say? Bit. I can already tell. I've only been around Greg for 5 minutes, basically, or whatever, 20 minutes that I've been here. Greg, you can tell, he's a confident man right now.
Oh,
there is a different aura around him right
now.
There's no question about it.
But wait, man.
This is the Greg Bergman that can rise to be a CEO of some company one day. The Bergman who was here a few weeks ago, not that Bergman.
But George,
same guy always.
Have you seen Dottie? Have you seen a picture of him?
I have not.
Oh, my God.
I've seen her. I've not met her.
You don't understand. People were looking at them because she's so good looking that people were looking at them and are like, are those two together?
Yeah.
Because if they're together, what's his deal?
Yeah, he must be, powerful.
They think he's loaded. I don't know if they meant money, but I'm just saying.
Could be either.
Right.
Yeah.
People were looking at Bergie going, what does he have that's so special?
Yeah.
To get an insanely hot chick like her. And
the confidence is different in that room. I'll tell you, Bergman's got a different swag to him. There's no question. Laura's dressing up very nice today.
I always dress up nice, just letting y'all know.
Not like this. Whoa, look at all the nose in there.
The whole room. Not like this.
Wow.
Hold up. Commercial break. Let me tell you guys why.
Tell us on the other side. We'll do that. We're back.
You came in with a chongo yesterday.
We'll do that. We can go around the horn here. We got a lot of people in that room. We can find out about Laura. And also, another woman rising like the Phoenix, Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner, has come out and had a very powerful message. We'll have that coming up as well. Stick around, especially you, Mace, listening to your car. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yes, indeed. Sedano and Cap, a live imaging Tuesday. Turn that up, Laura. Makes you feel like you're in love when you hear this song, right?
Yeah. Come on.
It is Neo. It's called Another Love Song for Somebody today.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Bergman.
No. Greg, too. We're going to go off the script today a little bit. We're not going to do as many on this days. I think we got to jam some love songs, right, Cap?
Oh, totally. I mean, we got a lot of people in love around here.
Especially producer Laura with the breaking news. Sit down.
What?
There's just one now. Just one.
You didn't break news. Janice broke the news.
Janice needs to shut up.
Oh, hell nah.
If you're not in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust on Twitter, you got to join now. Just search Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Get in there and join the commentary about producer Laura's confession today on the show.
Joey Arcio tweets.
No confession.
Joey Arcio tweets, George, Greg's confidence is oozing through the airwaves. I can feel it. And Unique is also feeling different. Hashtag love is in the air.
Oh, in a big way.
Unique posted today about her outfit, and I don't think I've ever seen that on Twitter.
I have.
I don't remember seeing that before.
Twitter? No. Instagram.
It was somewhere.
Yeah.
About the outfit. She liked her skirt. So,
yeah.
That's, you know.
So Laura, what were you going to conclude before we get to Genie Buzz?
Oh, that I was dressed really nice because across the courtyard in the building, the TV building, they had a little ESPN Network meetup. I didn't want to come in a tongo and tore up. So, you know, you got
to
look
okay,
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't show up to something like that, like in some schmata. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to get dressed.
Let me do the clothes, Cap. Let me do the clothes. Sedano and Cap continues right now.
Yeah.
Nice. Lit.
So now we've found that out. I have seen Dottie. She is beautiful. I could see why Bergman's confidence is oozing. There's no
Seriously.
Doubt.
Because he is a man who now has this insanely gorgeous girlfriend. And by the way, George, gorgeous is one thing. Phenomenal track athlete in college. An MBA from USC.
Wow.
A PhD from USC. I mean, we're talking about a woman who owns her own business, is the youngest or one of the youngest of like 8 kids in her family. First one to go to college, has bought houses for family members. I mean, this is an incredibly accomplished person.
Right.
And she, I'm going to tell you right now, absolutely adores our little Bergie.
I love it. That's great. Love is in the air.
Now, Laura, when am I going to have a chance to meet with you and your new man so that I can come back and report on him?
Okay, who said I have a new man or a man? I never, ever, like, said that.
No, Janice said it.
I mean, no. I'm just saying I have not confirmed anything. So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, listen, we all know. Nobody's dumb here.
Okay? Yeah, I mean,
I never said y'all dumb.
I'm just saying. We just kind of all know what's going on.
Plus, we can feel your vibe. It's a whole different deal. Can feel your glow. Something's going on.
I mean, something is going on. You're right.
You know what's going on is Genie Buss has spoken.
Finally.
Did you see that?
Of course.
Did you like it?
I loved it for Genie. I will say this. I loved it for everybody. I just have that, you know me, I can't help myself. There's a skeptic that lives inside of me that in some ways just kind of hates the PR game.
Right.
But loves what happened.
Yeah.
The PR game meaning like, okay, Genie wants to set the record straight on some stuff. Okay, fine. How does she do it? She goes to Plaschke, who's going to plaster it all over the LA Times. He gets what he wants because he gets the exclusive, but then he writes essentially what she's telling him to write. So it's ultimately good for everybody. Genie got her word out. Plaschke got his exclusive, and the fans got to hear from Genie Buss for the first time in a really, really long time.
And she admits that she's growing impatient, which, look, that's the whole thing. That's everybody in this fan base. So it's good to hear the owner also feels the same way. Is that fair?
It is. And I think that for me, the one thing that she said right away was, hey, look, we're spending a ridiculous amount of money. I think the
fourth highest payroll.
There you go. So fourth highest luxury tax. It's like when you're paying that kind of money, you don't expect to be sitting at home during the playoffs and not even get to play in and have a chance.
Yeah.
So I think that her consciousness of this is an awful lot of money to get zero results. To me, that resonates.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And look, I think that ultimately, you know, you can't be satisfied. You can't. And look, what I've been saying and what's annoyed people is that, and you know, you can determine who that is. You can't have arguably one of the greatest players of all time on your roster still performing at a high level and miss the playoffs too. Like, forget about the spending. The spending, I get it, is part of it. But you can't have LeBron James on this roster and not put together a roster that makes sense. And she actually kind of dismissed that LeBron put the roster together. How does that make you feel? Like, she says, of course he has input, as every great player will have some input. But she didn't make it seem like it was LeBron who put this thing together, like you keep saying.
Well, what did you expect her to say?
She seems fairly candid.
Well, look, come on, man. I mean, listen, what Jeannie did, and I think brilliantly, is she said many times in this piece, I want to make LeBron happy. That's my goal. He's our superstar, so I want to do everything I can to make him a happy guy. I'll give you something that you could do to make him a happy guy. Not blame this on him. Kind of deflect it away from him. So, listen, I said it from the beginning. It's a great win-win-win for all. Win for Jeannie, win for Plaschke in the LA Times, win for the fan base who gets to hear from her. But it is a PR fluff piece, to be sure, is it not?
Oh, I would not do that. I would not say it's a PR fluff piece.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you say it's a PR fluff piece?
Because that's what it is. Jeannie says, hey, can I meet with you? He says, of course, yeah, I want the story. And then she gives him a bunch
of
stuff.
But that makes it seem like Bill would not put any pressure on her to follow up on questions or dig deeper or anything like that. I don't think that's fair at all.
Okay. I'm telling you the way I read it.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you that's not fair.
Okay. I read it in a way that is like everybody got what they wanted.
But you're kind of like what I would say is you're making it seem like Bill is a puppet, which I would, you know, I don't know Bill super well, but I know him well enough to know he would not subscribe to being that.
I'm not saying he's a puppet. I'm saying he's a middleman. He's the middle. She wants to speak. How's she going to do it? Is she going to do it through you and me? Is she going to do it through Ireland? Is she going to do it through Mason or is she her radio partners? Or is she going to put it in print? Well, if she's going to put it in print, what paper are they going to? Obviously, the LA Times. What columnists are they going to? Obviously, Bill Plaschke. And so Bill gets what he wants. Jeannie gets what she wants, which is to put her word out. And the fans get what they want, which is to finally hear from them. To me, Bill's the middle guy.
Yeah, but I just don't feel like I'm stuck on the word fluff. Like, I don't think it was fluff. I think she told you she was pissed. She was annoyed. I mean, doesn't that sound real to you?
Of course it sounds real.
Then? That's not fluff then. Fluff would be like, oh, everything's going to be okay. No, we're going to figure it all out. No big deal. Like, we're all good to go. You know, that would be fluff.
No, but you're talking about the LeBron part of it. The LeBron part of it is, and let me back up for a second. Everybody that has been talked about, Jeannie got to address. For example, what's Kurt Rambis' role in all this? Jeannie tells you, hey, he's been in the league for 40 years. It's somebody that I count on.
Right.
What's Magic Johnson's role? He's back in the mix. Many people did not know that. I didn't know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that? There was actually a story about it. She talked about it a long time ago.
No, Magic, all of a sudden, what we've talked about, Phil Jackson.
No, we talked about Magic too.
Well,
how much sativa were you smoking that day?
That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm just telling you, I don't recall it. Nonetheless, the point is that she got to tell everybody, here's what Linda does for me. Yeah. Here's what Kurt does for me. Here's my belief in Rob. Here's what I think about LeBron. No, Clutch Sports and LeBron are not running our organization. Every storyline that we have all talked about, she had a chance to address.
Sure. But not to your satisfaction, clearly.
No, it's fine. I don't care. I'm not really satisfied or dissatisfied. I was happy for Jeannie to finally get the word out. You know, I think that when you're the owner of a franchise, especially a franchise as celebrated as the Lakers, people expect to hear from you, the owner. Now, she says, I'm a lot like my dad. It was about the team and it was about the players. And I don't want to, you know, take away the spotlight from them. But given what happened this year, I think a lot of us would be like, hey, Jeannie, can we hear from you? What are your thoughts? And now we've got
What more would you have liked to have heard is my question then.
Oh, no, I don't have an issue with I didn't get enough.
No. I'm not suggesting that's the case. I'm asking you just an honest question. Like, what more would you have liked to have heard about?
Well, I'll tell you this, George. The one thing that really bothered me about this piece is something that she said that resonated with me, and I was like, oh, my God, I've got the same problem she's got.
Oh, here we go.
Here it is. Listen, quote, I'm a collaborator. That's my nature as opposed to being a sole decision maker. Oh, my God. I read that line, and I went, that's me. I'm a collaborator. Rather than, like, making a decision, I go asking a bunch of people for their opinions. And I'm like, this guy's an advisor, and that guy's an advisor, and this person's been there, and I trust this guy's opinion. And before you know it, I've spent so much damn time talking to Rob Pelinka and talking to Kurt Rambis and getting Linda's thoughts and then getting Phil what he thinks, and then magic, I got to find out from him. And I'm not even making a decision because I'm asking everybody for their opinions. And I read that line, and I'm like, oh. Oh, my God, that hurts me so badly because it made me look in the mirror. I'm the same way.
No, I get that. But when you talk to all those people, I'm not talking about her because I don't, you know, I'm asking about you now specifically. So when you crowdsource, like, you don't make a decision based off the crowdsourcing?
No, I do. But I think a lot of times when you're running an organization like Jeannie's running the Lakers, I think sometimes we need to be more decisive.
Yeah.
And I think we... Yeah. Sometimes ask for too many opinions, which slows down decision making.
And we, you're saying you and Jeannie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how you made yourself an honorary bus.
Well, it's only because I don't want to point it out to her. Like, it's her. She doesn't know how to make a decision. I'm like, oh my God, that's me too. Yeah. I can't make
a decision. I clearly know how to make a decision.
All in all, George, I thought it was an excellent piece.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of what Jeannie had to say.
Yeah.
But again, I believe that Jeannie is, I would say the same thing she's saying. I want to make LeBron James as happy as can be. I want LeBron James to finish his career here. What do I need to do to make him happy? I'll tell you one thing is don't blame him. That's one thing. He don't want to be blamed for what happened this last year. So I'm not going to blame the guy. That's part of making LeBron happy, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that stuff. I mean, you don't want to air your dirty laundry. Sure, I'm with that. Not in public, at least. But you know what? She did address the Russell Westbrook thing, sort of. Let's do that on the other side. And I want to open it up to the phones. We haven't done phones in a while. And now that I'm here, that I can be in control, we could do that more properly, I believe. 877-710-ESPN. If you saw the Jeannie story that Bill Plaschke had in the LA Times, what did you make of it? What stone wasn't unturned for you? How did you feel about her particular responses? What did you believe? What did you feel like was, it left you in disbelief? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776 on a live imaging Tuesday.
Lit.
On a day, Laura has narrowed it down to one.
What?
710-ESPN. You're one for sports radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Tuesday. Hit it, Laura. Oh, yeah. We're going off script today.
Nice.
Playing a little love song action. Yes, indeed. The Reverend Al Green, because producer Laura is in love.
She's narrowed it down to one.
Just one friend.
Just the one. Just like 710 ESPN.
We are the one.
Is the one for you.
Have you downloaded the ESPN LA app yet?
That's also the one for you.
That will also give you love and happiness, as Al Green's thinking about. Just search ESPN LA in your app store, Google Play. Download, tap, and bam! You got love and happiness. And you got Sedano and Cap.
Yeah, the app is a real problem in my life now. It has become a monster problem in my life.
Why is that?
Because I'm an old school radio guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
But I get in my car, dude, and I don't want to listen to the radio anymore. I just want to have the app on.
Well, just put it in the Bluetooth if you want.
Well, that's what I'm doing. So, like, I literally get in my car. And normally I would just go right to 710 on my radio, but now I go to the app instead of the radio. And I'm telling you, I know this is going to sound stupid and weird, but I feel in some way like I'm cheating on the radio. But you don't have to feel that way. It's all good. No matter how you're listening, app, radio, it doesn't matter. We just want you to listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I am all app all the time.
What kind of app?
No, this app.
Oh, I thought you meant like appetizers.
No,
sorry.
No. Yeah. That would be apps.
Yeah.
That is a revelatory sort of moment in the show.
What?
Yes. Well, I'm trying to use revelatory since you taught it to me yesterday.
But that's, I was going to say, you got to use it right.
Oh, well, I'm just trying
you
to
You still
use
haven't
it.
Used it right, though. That's the problem to Lindsay's
Well,
point.
Yesterday I made up my own word. You used revelatory, and I thought it was relevatory.
Yeah.
And so I just changed it up from the V to the L, yeah. And it turns out I don't think revelatory is really a word.
No, it's not.
So sometimes I just
Chris is looking
up.
Like a confused puppy.
I am so confused by the last 60 seconds. But I want to ask producer Lindsay a question. So, you know, producer Lindsay, I got a lot of game, you know what I'm saying? And I like to use a lot of game on text and DM. So on Mother's Day, one of the CMM girls, I'll say.
Okay.
Who's got pets, only pets. Yeah. I might have wished her happy Mother's Day and said, hope your pets get you something nice. She took offense to that.
Oh, what? Really?
I think that's a cute thing to say.
It is cute. My best friend texted me and said, happy dog mommy's day. And I was like, oh, that was cute of her to text
me
that.
Yeah, I am stunned that that was that was the response you got.
Tell that girl to chill out. Calm down.
Well, so I think she's been cut from the list for a while.
Wow, yeah, really? I would say so.
She's on the outs
take
now,
her out of the rotation.
I think
for
she's
a while.
Out of the circle of trust.
Out of the circle of trust. There you go. Yeah. Have you joined the Sedano circle of trust yet? Just go to Twitter. Search Sedano circle of trust. Get in there. Play around with all the friends. Press the flesh. The homish booka.
Right.
Sedano and Cap continues now.
She's not coming to the Mandy's now, this young lady?
I believe Lisa is still on the
Yeah,
docket.
That's not the same one. It's a different person.
No, this is a different person.
And keep them straight, that. Cap. We
yeah,
them
no,
straight.
No, I'm happy because I wanted to make sure Lisa was coming because Rachel, Lisa, and Dottie are going to be like BFFs.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, so Lisa is invited and coming, right?
Well, she has to go to New York for many months for business, but apparently Rachel has convinced her to fly back just for the Mandy's.
Great.
That's
I'm
intense.
Sure you're super stoked
that
about
is
that.
Serious stuff there, Manuel.
Sedano and Cap continues now.
All right, let's go to Manuel and Gardena. Manuel, what did you make of what Jeannie said, buddy?
Love will make you do wrong. Congratulations, Laura, for me and the Reverend Al Green. Hey, I think it was necessary more than anything as far as Jeannie Buss because the perception out there among us Laker fans, at least a lot of us, was that LeBron was running the show. So it was good to hear her tell Plaschke that they're bringing in the reins. And it's always good to hear from Jeannie Buss because she's an OG. We're finding that out in winning time, right?
I think so. It's interesting because when she talks about how, you know, this is what my dad wanted and all this kind of stuff, all I see in my head is little Jeannie. And Dr. Buss in winning time, right? Which is why Jerry West is so mad because I actually look at the character. I'm like, well, that's who Jerry West was. And now I see little Jeannie and I hear little Jeannie playing out dad's, you know, game plan. So yeah. Manuel.
He's gone, buddy. Let's go to Cedric. What's up, Cedric?
Hey, how you doing today? This is the trip. The first time I ever called on a radio show and got on.
Oh, thank
you, Ced.
Absolutely. Hey, the Jeannie Buss, I feel that it's kind of like a corporate situation where you have the managers and the supervisors all come together and they decide on the situation. Everybody has their input, and the person who's in charge decides after everybody has their input, and then that's final. That's how I think it's working right there.
Okay, you're saying that Phil Jackson, Kurt Rambis, Linda Rambis, Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, and Jeannie, everybody's got an opinion, and then Jeannie got to make the final call, right?
She has the final say. She's the boss.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think don't you think she's kind of realized that's the case now? Like, I think that, to your point, Cap, she said she's a collaborator, right? But ultimately, the buck stops with her. And that's kind of the message that I took away from this interview more so than anything else. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think it's totally fair. In fact, I think that her admission that, hey, look, people want to know, is LeBron James and his agency, are they running the Lakers? And she says, no, he's not. But I understand who he is, so that's why I ask for his input. Okay, that's probably a smart thing to do when you have a player of his magnitude. But he's not running the show. So her saying, look, it is all about
But that's
me.
What I've been telling you for months, like that he has a lot of input and a lot of say, but and she admitted as much, but it's not like he's calling the ultimate shot here.
Well, I'm not learning anything new from what she said today, and it's really not going to change my opinion. Now, it may mean that going forward, she has decided, hey, look, it's me. You know, I'm the person who has to make the decisions. This is my team. This is what my father built, what he handed off to me. And so going forward, I have to take complete control. Because maybe a year ago in particular, when this Russell Westbrook thing happened, maybe they gave LeBron too much latitude to be involved in decision making.
So speaking of Russell Westbrook, when Plaschke asked about that, she kind of deflected on the question a little bit, said having a conversation like that is premature. We have to now find the right coach to lead this team, depending on the style of play that that coach wants to play. Given the roster that we have, it all has to come together. So I do think that they have realized, and again, this is me reading between the lines, okay, that they're not going to get anywhere near fair value for Russ in the sense of they're going to have to give up a lot of assets. And they don't have a lot of assets. So they have, it seems like they've left the door open for perhaps to make a move if they can before the season starts, but that they're willing to at least see what the new coach can bring to the table before deciding on Russ's future with the team and how it all fits. That's the takeaway I have. And it's why I actually think, again, I said this yesterday, I think Terry Stotts, you can do way worse than Terry Stotts as the guy who's going to try to craft an offense around these players.
Still don't know if Terry Stotts comes walking into the locker room and you
okay, but
LeBron
they're not hiring that guy, is my point. They're not hiring the next Phil Jackson. That's not happening.
I would take the next Sean McVay.
But they're not doing I don't know if they're doing that either, to be honest with you.
Well, but if they hire somebody that you've brought up, this coach is
Darvin Ham, you're saying, right? From Milwaukee.
Yeah. And I don't know if Darvin Ham is the next Sean McVay, but I think of him as being what I'm going to call an unknown commodity as a head coach. And maybe he is an innovative, young, energetic coach who players gravitate to. We didn't know anything about Sean McVay when he was hired. We were like, what? This kid? He's not even bar mitzvahed yet. I mean, we really honestly didn't know anything about McVay other than he was a fast-rising young guy. And when we looked at his age, we're like, come on, really? An NFL coach? Really that young? Giving somebody a first chance to bring in some new, fresh energy? I mean, I'd like to take that shot more than a guy who, you know, coached in Portland for however many years it was and walks into the locker room.
Oh, no, listen, I'm okay. If you tell me Darvin Ham's the coach, I don't know what his philosophy is, but I do like the new energy. I'm with you on that. But Sean McVay came to a situation. Here's the difference, okay? And I'm going to get to the calls here in a second, guys, so I promise. And I apologize because we're going to break here very soon, but I will get to those calls. Because I know there's a lot of people who want to chime in on this. The difference here, Kat, between Sean McVay and this potential job is that Sean McVay took over a job where Jeff Fisher had just drafted a quarterback. Jeff Fisher's offenses were archaic. Sean McVay came from a tree in the Mike Shanahan tree that was innovative offensively. And he also was taking over a team that, outside of Aaron Donald, didn't have like... And even he's not some sort of overwhelming personality, right? That whereas, you know, because the quarterback was Jared Goff. I mean, we were calling him a bust, basically, before McVay. So he came into a situation that's not this. You are getting into the cauldron when you're getting into this situation with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Right, but Terry Stotts, to me, you're choosing to go with experience and... You know, I don't think of Terry Stotts as being a championship caliber coach because he's never won a championship.
But you would have said that about Frank Vogel before Frank Vogel won a championship.
100%. That's exactly right.
All right. Speaking of Terry Stotts, you're not the only one that disagrees with Terry Stotts. We'll get to that on the other side. Plus, we'll take your calls, what you need to know in between. Sedano and Cap, download the app, bro. Let's go. ESPN LA app in your app store. 710 ESPN.